Thanks for joining us today for another episode of Healthy Team, Healthy Business. Today we had a really fun guest on, Robert Sykes with Keto Savage. He talked to us a lot about how he's kind of doing a lot of different things than what normal businesses do with their team members, having a gym inside, having a meeting in the morning where they're actually talking about production and health. So I really found his ideas and the way in which he's running his business really interesting. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I think one thing he kind of touched on, we didn't get into a lot of detail about it, but he touched on the onboarding process and the interview process, how he's revamped that, because I think he realized that, you know, his business has a culture built around, you know, healthy lifestyle, nutrition lifestyle, working out, things like that. And if people aren't going to be into that, they're not going to be part of his, you know, a successful part of the team. So hats off to him for figuring that out and kind of altering that. What else I like is he's kind of given everybody the freedom to use the facilities there.
Yeah. You know,
bring in your family. Let's have gym time. Like he talked about one of his employees doing martial arts with him. So it's all a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff. And I think our audience will really enjoy what Robert had to say.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, today we are very happy to have a special guest, Robert Sykes, online known as Keto Savage. Robert is a great entrepreneur story, natural bodybuilder, ketogenic diet sort of expert. Just came out with a book. Robert, I think I forgot to mention when we were talking offline that that thing just showed up in my mailbox yesterday. So
nice.
Congratulations on that. Excited to dig in. Robert, if you wouldn't mind, just take a minute for our audience that might not be familiar with you. Tell them a little bit about how you got to where you are right now, and then we'll kind of build on it from there.
Yeah, man. So it's kind of a long story, depending on how deep you want me to go. But as far as like the ketogenic entrepreneurial aspect of it, I had done the whole corporate gig and I'd been bodybuilding for years now, probably since I was a junior in high school. And that never really worked out. Like I was able to get lean and do well at competitions, but I kind of struggled with a bunch of disordered eating tendencies. So I was looking for an alternative. Stumbled upon keto by accident, and that worked really well for me. Then I competed with a ketogenic diet, which was pretty unheard of at the time, and earned my pro card doing that. All the while, I was working, you know, corporate America, totally unfulfilled and depressed in my career path, and I decided to just quit, break free from that entirely, and meld the passion for bodybuilding, natural bodybuilding, and the ketogenic diet, and create a business out of it. And that started to pick up some speed and momentum. And the next thing you know, we're selling out of our product. We formulated the Keto Brick as kind of a way to scratch my own itch, so to speak. There was demand for that. We built that up, are continuing to build that business. The content creation, the branding, the coaching, that's taken off really well as well. And basically just built a business around my passions. And now we have several employees, not several, but like seven total employees. And we're all living the lifestyle and waking up every single day doing exactly what we love doing and just excited about tomorrow, man.
That's great.
Yeah, that's really cool. And Robert, would you mind sharing a little bit more about what is keto exactly for our listeners? Why'd you pick the keto aspect?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny because keto is, you know, in the limelight right now, so to speak. There's a three or four magazines that have keto written on it whenever you go to a grocery store right there in the checkout line. And the definition of keto has changed drastically over the years, depending on who you ask. I pretty much tend to stick with the traditional sense of what the ketogenic diet is, which is basically a higher fat, moderate protein, lower carbohydrate diet that forces your body to use fats and ketones for the primary fuel supply as opposed to carbohydrates and glucose. So by removing all the carbohydrates, processed sugars, things of that nature, your body switches over to burning on ketones for fuel instead of on carbohydrates and glucose. And it's going to be a little bit different for everybody, but generally speaking, people will experience a reduction in inflammation, enhanced cognitive function, and just a cleaner burning fuel source. So I've been doing that for 7 years strictly now, and I love it. It helped me, you know, overcome my disordered eating tendencies, and I just gained a deeper appreciation for health and wellness via a better diet.
I love that definition. I think that's kind of how I try to describe it to people too when they ask me about it. The fact that you took that into the bodybuilding world is kind of crazy. I mean, that's one thing you and I share. I gave bodybuilding a crack back in my early 30s. And that was before I even heard that keto was a thing. And the traditional you know, dietary practices, which I know you came from, would cringe if they thought about doing what a ketogenic bodybuilding diet would consist of. So what was that first trip like when you first tried a competition prep with bodybuilding on keto?
Yeah, so I started doing keto, I want to say, in like 2015, and there wasn't really any popularity around it then. There wasn't any books or magazines or podcasts, and I didn't have a coach because there wasn't anybody that I knew that was doing it. So I kind of just went in blind and blazed my own trail, and lo and behold, it worked. I did my competition prep in 2017 with a strict ketogenic approach, earned my pro card, won every, you know, all the divisions that I entered into, and was just really, really pleased with the outcome. And it seemed like a much healthier, more sustainable, nutritional plan for me than what I had done previously with bro dieting. And if it fits your macros, you know, eating 6-7 meals a day, chicken, rice, broccoli kind of deal. So I preferred it a lot over that, and my hormone levels stayed more stable. It just seemed like a healthier approach altogether. So there was a lot of people that doubted me. I mean, when I was doing this in the gym, you know, and working out with people that were obviously following traditional dieting methods, they all thought I was crazy. They thought it wouldn't work, but it did work. So the proof's in the pudding, so to speak. And then since then, I've just continued to follow the ketogenic diet and polish it and refine the methods for bodybuilding specifically.
How long did it take for you to start seeing some of those results or to notice that you were on the right path with your transition?
I mean, for me, the biggest aha moment was in gaining a deeper, I guess, just improving my relationship with food. I mean, after my first several shows following a carbohydrate-based protocol, I was like depressed, man. I was eating and I was binging and purging, and you know, I was not in a good place from a relationship standpoint when it comes to food that I was eating. So I was able to recover from that relatively quickly with the ketogenic diet. So for me, that was worth its weight in gold, regardless, even if I couldn't be competitive on a bodybuilding stage. Simply improving my relationship with food made the diet worth my while. And I was able to improve that within the first few months of doing it. And then, you know, the fact that it worked well from a bodybuilding standpoint really just sold me on it. And that's why I haven't deviated, you know, since I started it way back then, because it just, I mean, I haven't had any issues from a performance standpoint, from a health and sustainability standpoint. So I'm just highly motivated to educate others about it in case they too want to try ketogenic dieting and see if it works well for them.
Robert, I want to get into the business side of things, because that's kind of what Dave and I like to talk about. But to do that, maybe could you just give a little bit of an introduction to the Keto Brick and why that got developed and kind of where that is now?
Yeah. So the Brick was never really designed to be a product. I was, during my 2017 prep, which was my first prep with a ketogenic approach, there wasn't any product on the market for keto. There wasn't really any good options. So I was set out to create my own. And basically I just wanted a high calorie, high dietary fat, very clean ingredient based nutritional bar, basically that streamlined the meal prep process and made things easier. So I set out formulating this thing, and there were several iterations of the first few keto bricks, none of which looked anything like the current keto brick. But once I figured it out and kind of got pretty close to what we see today, I was documenting my whole prep on YouTube, putting all my daily vlogs up so people could see the prep journey. And once I featured the keto brick, people kept asking about it. They asked where they could get it, how they can make it, if they could buy it. And I never really paid it much mind because I was just, you know, documenting my prep, and this was not something I planned on marketing. But lo and behold, there just kept being a lot of demand for it. So my girlfriend at the time, wife now, Crystal, her and I just rolled up our sleeves and started diving into the wonderful world of creating a food product business. And that led to what is now Keto Brick. We started making these things in our little townhouse kitchen. And then we moved to a commercial kitchen space that we leased by the hour. Then we moved into three different, warehouses that we were leasing, had a 3-year lease there. And then we just recently moved to our new facility, which is twice as big as those three buildings combined. And we just kept growing the business, year after year.
That's impressive. All in 7 years. So you said you now have 7 team members, right? You work with 7 people. Do they all follow the ketogenic diet? Are they on
All but one. I've got one of them, Bryson, who's actually been with us the longest. He did keto for like a year, and he's Filipino, and he's just addicted to rice. There's honestly not a good ketogenic alternative to rice. So he understands keto. He saw a lot of benefit when he did it, but he has not made that, you know, a full-time commitment. But yeah, everybody else on the team is definitely keto.
Wow. Now, so what's your onboarding or your interview process like, Robert? Do you actually incorporate that into your discussions when you're bringing potential new team members on?
Man, our onboarding process has changed so much over the years that we've gone through a lot of people. We've hired, we've fired, we've learned a lot about, you know, how we want to create a team and the vibe and just the atmosphere that we want to have with that team. So now the onboarding, like the whole interview process is much, much more involved than it ever has been before. And we don't make being ketogenic a requirement. We just ask that people, you know, understand the significance of it for us. They don't mock it. They respect it. And they also have some, you know, interest in their own health and personal development so that whether or not they do keto, they're still motivated to be healthier, which is the main thing.
Okay.
So is that conversation ongoing with your team? I mean, how do you make sure that they're kind of maintaining that or learning? Since you are a serious wealth of knowledge there, do you guys share in a morning meeting setting or how do you educate them?
Yeah. So we have a morning meeting every single day, starts at 8, usually lasts 30 minutes to an hour. And we talk about the production plans for the day. We talk about what's going on in the keto space. They're all doing keto except for Bryson. So if they have any questions about their macros, you know, we incorporate that into the meeting. A lot of times people or companies will send me samples to try. Like last week, I got a huge box of exogenous ketones, nootropic powders, coffee creamers, all that stuff. So I just let them all try that and have some. And I try and like get them self-motivated about how to improve their health as well. So like one day I had everybody come in with their spouses and significant others and their kids if they wanted to. And I had them all check their body fats. I based off their body fat, their goals and their current intake, I calculated their basal metabolic rate, their maintenance intake from a caloric standpoint. I established what their macros should start out at and how they should manipulate them based off of their goals, and then kind of set them on their path to whatever their compositional improvements were. So doing stuff like that on a regular basis has been fulfilling for sure.
How about you kind of added a nice gym area into your new warehouse there, and just curious how that works out as far as incorporating that into the employees' day, into your day, make sure the training is still part of something you do, you know, as well as running the business.
Yeah. So everybody that is here uses the gym. It's we're still going to add some more equipment to it, but it's a pretty fully equipped gym for the most part. And depending on what their preference is, some of them will come in the morning and train. Some of them will stay after work and train. On Wednesdays, one of our employees, Chip, he's big into MMA and various types of martial arts. So on Wednesday, we all stop work an hour early and we go in there and he takes us through an MMA workout. So we're basically all partnered up and just kicking and punching each other, which is kind of fun too.
It's a lot of fun.
Do you allow their family members and other family to come in and utilize that gym also, or is that for the employees?
Yeah. I mean, they can bring their spouse in. That's no problem at all. I just have everybody sign a generic, you know, little waiver. That way our butts are covered, so to speak. But yeah, I mean, I'm highly motivated for them to be healthier and for their family to be healthier. If it's all, you know, interconnected and everybody's motivated to be healthier, it just makes that momentum, you know, carry through much, much better. For a while there, we had a few employees that weren't really working out and weren't really motivated to work out. But I figured a solution to this. So at two of them at the time were younger and, you know, like early 20s. And that's an interesting age because they haven't really had any health issues yet. So they're not trying to work out and be healthier because they've had any, you know, medical issues. But they're not really motivated to work out because they're motivated by other things like money. So I made a bet with them, and the bet was I was going to pay for them to get their DEXA scans done so we can establish their current lean body mass. And then whoever put on the most lean mass over the course of a year, I'd pay them $2,000 as a nice little bonus. So that kind of motivated them to get in there and work out. And I just got done, you know, paying the winner like a couple of weeks ago.
Wow. But
in doing that, they built the right habits. They were motivated by money initially, but they built the habits to work out on a regular basis. And now they continue to work out on a regular basis, even though there's no money at stake because that's already been paid. But they're just, you know, they see the results and they're self-motivated to continue with it.
Man, I love that. Have you gone down the fun road of benefits like health insurance and all that kind of stuff yet? Or are you kind of waiting on that?
Yeah, we have like an IRA that I get everybody that's invested with the company. I haven't really played around with health insurance too much yet. That probably, you know, I'll look for options based off of our company team size. But if I find a good option for that, I'd be all for integrating that as well.
Good. Yeah, we had a guest on a few weeks ago that has a practice here, a direct primary care practice. And that's a really neat option. I can make sure to send you the information on how that works.
Yeah. I'd love to learn more about it. I mean, I'm all for getting the crew, you know, healthy as possible. Like our Christmas gift to the crew was we had everybody go and get full body deep tissue massages, you know, on the clock one day, a couple weeks ago. So, you know, anything that we can do to get them healthy and stay healthy is I'm all for it.
What does your work day look like there, Robert? You said you start your meetings at 8 o'clock. What's kind of lay out what the rest of the day looks like for you guys and for your crew?
Well, it's going to look a lot different for me based off of my responsibilities and the crew. Sure. For the crew, they all start at 8, and then depending on what the job tasks are, that kind of determines what they do. So our meeting normally goes about 30 minutes or an hour, and then those that are doing keto brick production, they go into the kitchen and start, you know, working on producing the keto bricks. We've got one person, our admin person, she goes through all the emails and she goes and packages all the orders. Our manager does a bunch of wholesale calls and then also helps with the crew production whenever needed. And then Chip, our media guy, he does all of our podcast uploading, our YouTube videos, filming and editing. So whatever we're filming for the YouTube channel that week, he'll get a game plan in motion there. And then Crystal, who's also part of the business, she's kind of like the catch all. So she might be packaging one day. She might be working with influencers one day. She might be recording a podcast one day. I'm all over the place because I'm doing a lot of content creation. So I'm being filmed. I'm recording a podcast. I'm working on, you know, purchasing for ingredients. I'm working on branding, building a course, or just whatever the job, you know, requires of me that day.
Okay. Why did you guys decide to start doing that morning meeting, Robert?
We've always pretty much had a morning meeting just to kind of set the tone off right. And that the meeting itself has evolved quite a bit over the years based off of who we've had working. So, you know, we've had people in the past that were just not really good employees, to be honest. They weren't self-motivated. So our meeting then looked much different than it is now. Now it's super chill. Like everybody that's here wants to be here. They're all motivated to get the job done. So, you know, we'll talk about the production plans for the day, but most of the meeting is spent just kind of chit-chatting and relaxing and seeing, you know, what everybody did the night before, or what everybody's got going on this weekend, or, you know, I mean, honestly, pretty much just a very casual, laid-back hangout session for, you know, 30 minutes or an hour.
How hard is that for you, Robert? Because I know that you, and I mean, I remember some of your content in the past talked about how you kind of hated sleep because you felt like it was like unproductive time. And I'm just curious how a meeting like that, how you were able to kind of condition yourself to know that that was productive time used when you could have been doing it for, you know, actual production, you're making things, you're making content, et cetera.
I mean, if they were having an issue getting all the production done, then I'd probably, you know, rein in the meeting a little bit. But I mean, we've got a super good group right now. Like they all know what needs to be done. They make sure it gets done. You know, I don't have to micromanage them by any means. And I would rather spend that 30 or 45 minutes, hour, letting there be a better sense of camaraderie. That way they're all working to get together more cohesively as a team anyways, as opposed to us not having this friendly banter back and forth, and then that creating some additional division that carries off into the workplace, and then the work itself suffers. By just kind of having a super laid back, enjoyable, you know, chill session there in the first part of the day, everybody's motivated, everybody's friendly, everybody's upbeat, and then they could just tackle the work with that same upbeat personality.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. And just like you kind of went into uncharted waters with learning about keto, it seems like you're doing the same thing with running a business and kind of going against what some of the typical things like Josh was just alluding to. But you've got people standing around for 20 minutes, but no, you're building your team and trying to make sure everybody's on the same page and everyone's working towards a common objective. So that's, I like it. One question I had is, you know, I've got a couple of different teammates maybe that are older or have some ongoing issues, and aren't those younger gentlemen that you described enticing with some money. Do you have any ideas or ways that people could broach the topic of maybe keto or just overall in general improving their health if they have some type of an issue, either if it's a weight issue or an inflammation issue, or any ideas on how to broach that?
Yeah, just shoot them straight. I mean, honestly, most of our employees are all older than me. So one of them's got psoriasis real bad. So he's been doing like a carnivore diet to help improve that. One of them's got a lot of joint inflammation from years of prior bad eating. So she's doing keto to improve that. I mean, they've all got a reason to be doing it. They're all motivated to do it to improve their health. But yeah, I feel like, you know, once you learn more about the diet and all the benefits it brings to the table, potentially bring to the table, you know, everybody's got an ailment. Everybody's got something they're trying to improve upon. So if you just kind of break it down as to how that could be a potential viable option to improve that, they're normally motivated to give it a try. And if they do it long enough to see the results from it, they're motivated to keep doing it.
How do you still fit your training in, Robert? Do you have a set time of day you do your individual training, or do you just kind of fit it in where you know you got a window?
I normally do it in the mornings. Like once the day starts and I start plugging into emails and client communications and podcasts and whatnot, I mean, my day is pretty much nonstop. So I tend to try and work out early and get all that knocked out beforehand. For a while there, I was doing the afternoons so that I could work out with the crew, and I enjoyed that for sure. But I feel like I'm more productive when I just knock it out early. So I typically just do that first thing.
Okay. Just curious on with the gym there that you have and you're providing, and the people then are able to clock out, if you will, and then go work out. Would you have to worry about any kind of workers' comp or anything else if they're working out in a gym? If I decide to add a gym at my company, you know, if there's any types of issues along those lines?
Yes, I mean, we've got insurance, you know, general liability policy for all of our employees and everything on, you know, in the building itself. And then I have them all sign a waiver as well. But it's all for our own team. Like, I don't have, you know, the general public coming in and using the facility. That may be something I do at some point, in which case I'll need to get a different policy that covers that. But, you know, all of my crew is pretty knowledgeable at how to work out. I've showed them how to do proper technique and movement. So they're all, you know, safe in that regard. We all have, you know, good solid lifting belts, lifting straps. We're all doing the right technique. So with them knowing what they're doing and knowing kind of how quickly to increase the weight and scale that up as they go, I'm not super worried about them having any injuries.
Gotcha. I was just curious about, you know, doing that same thing, because I know Josh and I have either already offered our teams gym memberships currently or done in the past, and, you know, kind of struggle with that. You know, how do you kind of go about that? Is it, because a lot of times you spend the $75 or the $50 and it unfortunately seems like it's not being utilized as much as possible, and kind of can take care of some of the reasons why people can't go there, you know, an added trip and things like that. They can, like you said, get there 30 minutes early and maybe work out before or after. So,
yeah, I mean, for us, that's initial push to kind of like incentivize them with that, you know, competition in which whoever puts on the most lean mass wins. You know, that kind of got the fire burning underneath them to get the momentum going. So that's an option. Anything like that kind of helps, because it gets them, you know, making the right habits to begin with. But ideally, you don't want to have to, you know, dangle money in front of people to get them to want to be healthy. And I think a lot of that kind of just stems from who they are at the onset. Like I said, our hiring process has changed drastically over the years. So like now, I'm not suggesting people have to be keto to work with us, but like if they care, you know, if they don't care at all about their nutrition, if they don't care at all about their health, they're probably not going to be a good fit and make the cut.
Yeah, so true. Robert, talk a little bit about what you've learned creating a food business in a marketplace that I know you know, and David and I know too, that is driven by, number one, cheap ingredients, corporate profits, you know, interesting labeling choices. What kind of was exposed to you as you started building that business and learning that side of the business that maybe you didn't know or didn't expect?
Man, I don't even know I certainly don't have it all figured out yet. You know, I look at our business and how we've done things since inception, And it's much different than what you see most of the other products out there, especially within the keto space. I mean, I hate to say it, but the term keto has become bastardized over the years as more and more companies that are trying to make a profit, you know, have come into the space and sacrificed the quality of their ingredients to make another buck. And I hate seeing that. I mean, it's kind of just the nature of the beast, though. Once there's a lot of hype and you know, people are motivated by the ketogenic diet. For us, I never went the route of co-packing. I never went the route of outsourcing because I couldn't oversee quality control. So that's why we've kept everything under our own roof from the day one, and we'll continue to do so. And there's, you know, pros and cons with that for sure. Like, I've got a lot more headaches that a lot of people that co-pack don't have. But I wouldn't want any other way, because I know for a fact that every brick that's out there in the space right now is a super good quality ketogenic, you know, meal replacement bar. Like, there's no sacrifices on any of the ingredients that we use or the production quality. So I'm proud of that for sure. And, you know, if I'm being honest, like, there's much less of a margin with our product than there is something like a Quest bar that is produced on a much larger scale and use cheaper filler ingredients. But I never got in this to begin with to, you know, be my end all be on, just make $1 million and, you know, sit on a beach somewhere drinking Mai Tais. Like, it's not my thing. Like, I wanted to build this to add value to the community, and I can feel good about the value that we have added and will continue to add. And for me, that's the reason that I do what we do.
And you've now expanded that. I was just talking to David a little bit into an apparel line. Talk about how that's going a little bit and how that kind of came about.
Yeah. So that's just kind of more of a fun thing than anything. Like, I don't know if there's ever going to be a ton of money in the apparel, maybe, in which case, you know, great. But for us, it was basically like, you know, we wanted to have an apparel line that showcased the various different brands that encompass our business and, you know, offer value in that regard. And we've honestly kind of pivoted with that too. We're about to relaunch, not necessarily rebrand, but relaunch the apparel line, probably in March, because we've recently, basically we took whatever we learned with the keto brick business and brought that in-house towards the apparel. So rather than outsourcing our apparel, which, you know, I don't like buying all of our textiles from China or something like that. So we bought a screen printing press. We're learning how to use that. We're trying to find all US-based suppliers for these blanks. That way we can just keep it all on our side of the ocean and, you know, make and produce these things in-house as well.
That's cool. You're quite the entrepreneur, my friend.
I appreciate it. It's one day at a time. You know, there's some days where it's like, man, I don't even know what I'm doing right now. Am I doing this right? Or am I totally backwards? And sometimes I feel like I'm on top of the world, but I guess it's just kind of comes
to territory. That's entrepreneur fun right there. Yeah. You just gave the definition.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Pretty much.
I have, I'm just curious on, so you initially started in the corporate world, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So from the corporate world to now owning your own business, is there any serious differences that you saw between the two? And, you know, the corporate world was maybe running it this way, which was causing a lot of absenteeism for whatever issues, to now the way you're running your company. And it's, have you seen a decline in any of those different types of things? Morale, health, mental?
Yeah, for me, I mean, the corporate world just was not fulfilling for me personally. And I didn't like how there was so much division between the different tiers within the corporate, you know, workforce. Like, I was a train master, so I was basically a frontline supervisor on the railroad. So I was management, and I directly oversaw, you know, the production for the day for all of the engineers and conductors at our terminal. And since I was management, and all the crew were union, they were just constantly at each other's throats and everybody hated everybody. That's not who I am as a person. I was pretty much cool with everybody. So, you know, I didn't want to do that. Plus, I'd look at the people on the very top of the ladder in the corporate setting, and they were all seemingly unhappy in their lives as well. So for me, it was a pretty quick realization that, hey, if I make it to the very top of the ladder and I'm still miserable, this probably isn't where I want to spend the rest of my life. So I, you know, cut ties with that and branched off and started my own thing. And now, you know, there's a lot of headaches that I would never had I stayed with the railroad, but I also have no regrets, and I feel like I'm doing what I was called to do, and I can make a positive impact on people's lives personally. I can offer jobs, I can bring them in, I can make them healthier, I can offer value to the community at large and educate them and inspire them about the ketogenic diet and how to work out and how to train properly and just how to be healthier. And that to me is an opportunity that I would never have had had I stayed with corporate America.
That's great, Robert. And I think one of the neat things, and I'll encourage people to go follow some of your social media, and especially some of the past ones, because the journey's been really interesting. I told you before, when you were one of the early people when I started messing around with keto, you were one of the early people that I kind of followed onto, because specifically you had done a bodybuilding journey through that, which I hadn't seen anybody else do. So that was interesting to me. But the other cool part of your story is that you did all this with Crystal, who at the time you guys were just dating, but now your wife, business partner, and soon to be mother of your first child. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a really cool part of the story that that is something that that would have probably broken up a lot of relationships trying to start a business, but instead you guys flourished. And I think that's a really neat way to see that story.
Yeah, I honestly have no idea why she stuck around. The stuff that I put her through in trying to build all this up from the ground up, I mean, she is one strong woman for sure. But yeah, I'm super fortunate to have had her by my side the whole journey. And now, like, I look at the life that we're building side by side, and it's like it's only strengthened our relationship. It's definitely stressed it at times, because there's just things that we have to deal with that most other married couples don't. But we're so much stronger for it at the end of the day. And I mean, she's my best friend. She's my wife. She's the mother of my coming child. I mean, she's my business partner. Like, she's my best friend. She's everything.
Well, it obviously, it's working well. So, so congrats.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, this has been awesome, man. Very informative. And I'm excited to go back to work and start trying to put in some of the things that you've mentioned with us today. One of the biggest things I want to look at is how to start incorporating more of a gym and giving them the area to actually, do these practices. So thank you.
Yeah. I mean, for us, like, I don't know what all of your crew is interested in, but, I would never have in a million years jumped into MMA. But one of our employees was super passionate about MMA. So giving him the outlet to use our gym, our space to do that, and kind of scratch that itch for him, and now everybody does it, it's just been super cool. And now everybody's motivated to do it. I mean, they'll set their schedule aside to, train together and do this sparring that we do every Wednesday. And it's just been pretty cool to see that, take place. So, I mean, then everybody doesn't have to be doing bicep curls and leg presses, but if we can find some way to, scratch the itch of their fitness interest, then you can make it happen for sure.
You guys are going to be multiple forces to reckon with then, so don't mess with you guys.
Exactly.
Robert, let's talk just for a minute about your book. I don't want to get out of here without talking through that. So what started that process, and talk about that journey and then finally getting it out into the public.
Yeah, so I started writing that during my 2020 prep. So I started that prep in November of 2019 with the intention of competing for several different shows in 2020, and started the writing the book to kind of document my ketogenic prep process. And 1.5 weeks before my first show in 2020, everything got canceled because of COVID. So that was kind of a bummer, because I had done the entire prep process only to have it canceled right before I was supposed to step on stage. But I documented that whole journey, put that on YouTube, and was writing the book. And I've basically been working on this book for 2 solid years while the pandemic was going on. So that's kind of how I filled a lot of my time during that phase. And the book is honestly just my exact competition prep process via the ketogenic diet. It's the culmination of what I've learned in doing these self-experiments personally, but then also working with clients over the years. And it builds on a lot of the, effective principles that other natural athletes use with varying different types of diets, but then it brings into play all that I've learned with a ketogenic approach. And there are definitely some differences that don't apply with other diets that do with keto. So being able to take what I've learned and put into a very comprehensive manual that covers everything you need to know to step on stage via a ketogenic diet has been my big focus with the book for sure.
That's great. I'm just curious. I'm sure in that space you've gotten to know over the years some other bodybuilders and prominent folks that are not keto. I'm just curious how that's been received amongst those folks, and what do they pick apart about your process versus their more traditional process?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm going to, I've got a few books. I've got some hardcover books that I've ordered, and I'm going to send these books to a lot of the big prominent names in the natural bodybuilding, traditional dieting space. And they're probably going to like tear it apart, to be honest, but hopefully by me, you know, giving them a book on the front end and being proactive, I can kind of, you know, extend the olive branch, so to speak. Cause my goal is not to demean any other dietary protocol or say that mine's better than everybody else's or anything like that. I'm simply motivated to present a viable alternative to people that would prefer a ketogenic low carb approach and still want to step on stage. So I think this book does that very well. And, you know, hopefully it's received well by people that follow different diets, because at the end of the day, my goal is to just simply figure out what's most sustainable for the individual and then optimize for that. For me, it's been the ketogenic diet. And I think for many others, it very well could be the ketogenic diet. But there's so much great information out there from natural bodybuilders that have used all different types of diets. So, you know, to just, there's so much division with regard to the fitness industry and the nutritional space. So I'm just trying to tear down that division and learn from others cohesively. And, you know, the rising tide raises all ships, so they say. So that's kind of what my motivation is behind the book and just getting it out there.
Yeah. Education. I like that. I mean, it doesn't have to be keto, but you're just doing a great job, I guess, just educating people on the different options that they have available to them, and then let them make the decision and see what works for their bodies. So I like that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Robert, we're going to include links to your website and social media stuff in the show notes. But just kind of in the interest of respecting your time, we'll go ahead and wrap things up today. Is there anything else that's coming down the pike that you'd like to share with the folks that we're listening to? Any other, you know, business ventures, anything else interesting, exciting, other than about ready to be a dad?
Yeah, that'll be one of the big ones for sure, being a dad for the first time. I'm working on a competition prep course, like an online course that basically takes all these principles and presents it in a visual manner that guides people step by step through a course format. So that'll be dropping at some point later this year. But yeah, the book, that's the main thing. So yeah, that's pretty much all that I've got working on as far as, like, you know, big plans, future developments of the company for sure. We got a lot of new flavors coming out with Keto Brick in the near future, so that'll be good.
Oh man, yeah. Well, I'll be lined up for that. You'll see an order coming in for me whenever that launches.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's getting close. It's getting close.
I got my wife hooked on them now, so it's, you know, there's no problem ordering a whole bunch of them at a time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to sound biased being the owner of the company and all, but I eat one every single day, you know, in tandem with the steaks that I grill on your grill, and that works pretty well.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Much appreciated. Well, look, man, we're going to let you go. And again, we'll link out to everything in our show notes, but I know you're on Instagram, pretty active at Keto Savage and at Live Savage, Live Savage Apparel, Keto Brick. Yep. You have a Facebook presence. You're not as big on that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we have a Team Savage is kind of like a shared Facebook with Crystal and I. Okay. And then I got a Facebook group specifically for natural bodybuilding. That's just a ketogenic natural bodybuilding Facebook group. And the book has its own standalone website, which is just ketogenicbodybuilding.com.
All right. That's great. And then I know too, you have your YouTube channel, which can be found at, Keto Savage, and there's some great, great content on there. What I think is really neat too, what you do is your podcast and your YouTube channel are kind of two different things, different content, different stuff happening. And that's gotta be hard to juggle, but it's kind of neat to watch both.
Yeah, the podcasting, I've loved doing that. I started the podcast back in 2016, and I really got consistent with it since 2018. And it's just cool because I get to bring on guests, and I intentionally bring on guests that I know I disagree with so that I can kind of get varying opinions on different things. And it's not always about ketogenic nutrition. It's about, you know, business or mindset or whatever's on the horizon for what people want to talk about. But that's been super fun because I get to just meet and learn from so many different people.
Well, that's good. I tell you what, if you ever want to get a good guest that knows about lean manufacturing and screen printing business, my co-host here, David, will be a great guest.
Shoot, Jim, man. Let's get him on the show.
Let's do it. I think you should do that. All right, Robert. Well, thanks again for your time today, bud. Much luck to you guys and you and Crystal at the upcoming birth of your child. We look forward to following all that and hearing about that. And I just can't thank you enough for taking the time to join David and I here today.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Robert.
Yeah, appreciate both y'all giving me the opportunity to chat with y'all. It's always fun. It's always enjoyable. I learned something from y'all as well. So if there's everything I could do for either of you, just let me know.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Thanks for coming along with us for another episode of the Healthy Team, Healthy Business podcast. We'd love for you to follow us on Instagram at Healthy Team, Healthy Biz. That's B-I-Z. You can also find us on Facebook under the same name. You're welcome to send us a message on either one of those applications, or you can send us an email directly at teamdudes@healthyteamhealthybusiness.net. We'd love to hear your feedback and requests you might have for topics or guests. Please feel free to send them our way. If you would take the time to give us a rating or a feedback on your favorite podcast app, that would also be much appreciated and quite helpful. Thanks again for following along and sharing your passion for health with all of us.